education in mammalogy here at Cornell through teaching?
Well, I would have to give him credit for actually not, I don't know that I would argue that he founded the subject area and the study of mammals and mammalogy, but he certainly established it and helped establish it in a big way in this country. From his early work, there were people who studied mammals, of course, in Europe in the 1900s, and even here, early naturalists who did work with mammals. But Hamilton and some of his the early colleagues, where mammalogy was first offered as one of the courses, a separate course. I would have to say Bill Hamilton was instrumental in establishing it as a science and as a broad, actually a curriculum of subjects relative to mammals through the United States, throughout the United States at universities. He's a father. In a sense, the father of mammalogy here. Hmm. That's my take on it. Now, I really haven't spent time delving into the history of mammalogy, and you might, from your own work, find that there's an argument that others may have contributed as much or more, but I don't think so. There are some earlier writers, earlier participants in it, but they wrote about single species, usually large game species, the smaller, medium size and smaller mammals, which were of minimal food value and therefore of less interest at the time, just were not given much attention. And he brought attention to the whole array, from the marsupials and bats and insectivores all the way up to whatever larger land mammals we had here, but the entire spectrum of the diversity of mammals in North America. I think he was there were others who simultaneously were looking at mammals and in a similar way in other parts of the world, in Europe, for example. Very little of that in Africa at the time, and if it existed in South America, we know very little about it, and there's still much work to be done with the Central and South American mammals, although things have grown rapidly since 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And but the science is really not, it doesn't go back very far beyond Bill Hamilton's involvement at Cornell in teaching of these courses.